Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, when you hear Ozzy singing Iron Man, time to talk to Neil Greenberg. Get a little smarter. Hello, Greenberg. How do you do, buddy?
I'm doing super. How are you?
You know, I'm okay. I'm sneezing a bunch all of a sudden. I need to get Cameron on the phone. I'm worried about pollen. But, dude, I'm fired up. I love March Madness. This is a great time of year. Even the game last night, watching Alabama State that I had never heard of until yesterday, win at the buzzer, just kind of gets you fired up for what's coming over these next couple weeks. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge time of year for me. It's one of my favorite times of year. There's so much happening. You got reasons to take off work.
Clearly Brian found one.
I think it's a great time. It's a great time of year because this is when probably most people are into sports, and that includes people who aren't into sports.
Right.
Right, because the March Madness pulls from all different walks of life, all different interest levels. So you can always find someone to talk about March Madness. Someone's always willing to talk about their bracket.
Totally. So let's get down to the brackets. If you follow Neil Greenberg like I do, you can do so at N Greenberg on X, the Everything app, also known as Twitter, and Instagram. N Greenberg is where you follow him. Neil joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. I think it was today, maybe it was yesterday afternoon, you posted your 10 steps to winning your March Madness pool. Take us through the steps, brother. Let's get rich.
Yeah, so the first thing you want to do is you want to get a sense of how big the pool is. The larger the pool, the more risk you want to take because you need to have a unique bracket. If you're in a smaller pool, like 10 people, then it could be chalkier. If you enter one of the, like these ESPN pools, then you want to really be like off the wall a little bit because – you know, everyone's going to have Florida advancing, everyone's going to have Houston advancing, et cetera. And I also start my bracket with the Elite Eight. I try to figure out who's going to be in the Elite Eight because that cuts down a lot of my decision-making for the bracket. So I know if I have my eight, then I just kind of pencil them through the rest, and then I have to make fewer decisions throughout the whole bracket.
Interesting.
I would say don't go crazy picking upsets, especially this year. I think last year we saw a very chalky bracket. I think we're going to see a chalky bracket this year as well. Just the increase in analytics usage is getting a lot of the teams right in both the field but also in seeding. And on paper, this looks like to be one of the strongest high-seeded brackets in a long time. So don't go crazy on upsets. That being said, I mean, there's some 12 seeds that are already favored in the betting markets, like Colorado State. Number 11, North Carolina, is a slight favorite as well. Those are really great upsets to take in the first round because not a lot of people follow the betting market. So they may just see an 11 seed and think, oh, there's no chance to win. But as I said, they're favored in the betting market. So those are pretty easy round of 64 picks to take. And I would say my last thing, even though there are 10, but I would say the last most important, I think the SEC is overrated, and I would fade a lot of these teams, Auburn, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Missouri. I'd fade a lot of those teams in the bracket and just go with some other picks.
Greenberg, do you care? One of our video producer, White Brian, is an Auburn guy, and he's just shaking his head at you. Do you care if he gets to respond here?
Oh, no, let's get him on.
Fire away, White Brian. I know you don't like it.
I think we've almost gotten to the point where so many people are fading Auburn. I'm not worried about the fact that they're kind of limping into this tournament.
Well, you never want to limp. I think what's going to hurt Auburn, I think, ultimately, is they send their opponents to the free throw line quite a bit. And that doesn't seem like it's a big, you know, hiccup, but when you're looking at one-and-done tournaments, when you're looking at what usually fuels upsets, there's a lot of fingerprints. And you know, the lower-seeded teams are typically move on when they're able to grab a lot more offensive rebounds, create turnovers, but also get extra points, easy points, at the free-throw line. And I would say Auburn, you know, does have a challenge in that regard. They do pretty well defending the three, but they, again, I mean, I think if they're going to start sending the opponents to the free throw line, that's going to create some extra easy possessions. And also, they don't really play very fast. You know, they have a very efficient offense, second best in the country. Defense is very good, but they also play at a pretty slow tempo. So while their offense is efficient, it only takes a couple of botched shots to make it so that the other team can keep the score close.
Well, so here's my counter to, I think, specifically like talking to Greenberg here, myself and White Brian, we are so in. I mean, we are so inside all this stuff, right, that we're looking at the betting markets, we're looking at their last five, we're looking at net or all these quad one wins, whatever, like, metrics are available. And I can see why Brian's point, like, oh, everybody thinks Auburn's cooked, which makes me like them more. But, like, ignore all that. Strip all that away, right? Why did they lose three of their last four, White Brian?
They put teams on the free throw line, they didn't make their free throws, and they struggled rebounding. Which makes me terrified of Creighton.
Okay. See, that I think is more real analysis than like, oh, everybody's zigging, I'm going to zag. Even if a big-eared radio host often says that. I just think, who do you think the best team in the tournament is, Greenberg?
Well, I think Duke's the best team. I think Maryland is the best value. And I actually have Maryland beating Duke in the final.
Whoa!
I think Duke...
You have Maryland winning the title in your bracket?
Yeah, I think so.
Talk about burying the lead, Greenberg.
I'm sorry, no, I have Duke over Maryland. Sorry. I have Duke over Maryland.
You have Maryland in the final?
Yeah, I have, And actually, if I'm going to be putting it in, like, a big, big bracket, I probably flip that. I probably have Maryland winning.
All right, but that is about, all right, let's, so everybody understands this. We're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. If you're joining a 2,000-person bracket or just like one of these super 8 million people brackets on ESPN.com, or I'm sure the Post has one, I'm guessing Odyssey has, like, every big company has one of these things, right?
Right.
Your theory there is don't go with the chalk because everybody has the chalk. You gotta do something different. And that's
right.
In that scenario, you like Maryland.
Yeah, so like if you're looking at, you know, I would say any pool with more than 150 people, a team like Maryland would be very enticing to me as a championship play. When you look at, like, the ESPN People's Bracket, a lot of people have, it's almost split between Florida and Duke to win the title in the title game. So right away, I probably don't have either of those teams winning it because you just have to be so much more right in the early parts of the bracket. If, you know, half the bracket is going to have Duke winning, half the bracket is going to have Florida winning. You know, the only real way to, like, differentiate yourself is to have neither winning.
Right, and I imagine everybody's going to, like, I imagine 75% of brackets have either Duke or Florida winning.
Right. Both these things are true. I think Duke is the best team in the bracket and has the best chance of winning. I would not necessarily pick Duke in every type of bracket I'm in because everyone's going to be – they're going to be a very popular choice, right? So there's realistic March Madness talk, and then there's, you know, how do I maximize my bracket talk? So, you know, depending on, like, what kind of conversation we're having here, but in terms of brackets, like, I have Duke beating Maryland. I feel like Maryland in the final is enough of a differentiator where if Duke does win, I still think my bracket can be unique. But if I'm in, you know, a really, really large bracket, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, then I absolutely would have a team like Maryland winning it all.
Okay. So let me back out of that. Maryland's a comfortable favorite against Grand Canyon. I think Maryland will be favored over the winner of Memphis Colorado State should they advance, although I am a little nervous of Colorado State, I'll be honest with you. You are comfortable. Forget trying to win your bracket. You think Maryland can beat Florida in 40 minutes of basketball.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, yeah, and if you look at my tweets, actually, I was on the show. I've been talking about Maryland on the show for a couple weeks.
You have.
Like, so this isn't really, like, necessarily a surprise. I think Maryland's a very good team. I think Colorado State is going to beat Memphis. That's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But, look, all teams have a challenge at some point. I think Connecticut in this bracket is really tough for both Maryland and Florida. I think Connecticut could be really undervalued in the tournament. And if I'm in a big, you know, if I'm like in a huge thing, I would even consider, you know, moving Connecticut past the Sweet 16, you know, if I'm putting in a couple brackets to differentiate. And this is a tough bracket. Like, Connecticut being here kind of jammed me up a little bit because I really like Connecticut. I like both BYU and VCU to make a deep run. They play each other in the round of 64. That kind of jammed me up a little bit. So, you know, you have to make decisions here. But as you know, as I said, I've been talking about Maryland for a while on the show. I thought they were going to be a lot better than their seeding. I think they're obviously a really talented team. They like to play fast. They take care of the ball on offense. They're very, very good defensively, limiting rebounds. They don't send opponents to the free throw line. They're pretty good at generating turnovers. Like, they do a lot of the things that you want a good tournament team to do for a deep run.
Listen, man, I had a plan. I'll never understand why in the hell Arizona's the 4 seed in the East and Maryland's the 4 seed in the West. Sure seems like you should swap those. I had a plan of going to Newark, New Jersey to watch Maryland play Duke in the Sweet 16. But Greenberg, if you're telling me I got to fly to San Antonio to watch Maryland play Duke in the finals, I will be there, sir.
Look, that's what I have. I mean, these are all educated guesses.
Sure. I get that.
But that's what I have right now. And like I said, I've been on Maryland for a little bit. There's no reason for me to jump off now.
I feel like I know you well enough. I think the 5-12 upset has gotten to be like too mainstream. And I think if you're actually looking for an upset, you need to go lower. You got anybody 13 or below getting to the Sweet 16?
Actually, I think the 11 seed is way better value than the 10 seed. I think North Carolina is going to be really good. I've been on them a little bit. I talked about VCU. I think I've even talked about VCU on the show. I think that they're good. I don't know if I'd go lower in this bracket than the 12 seed, but I like number 10 New Mexico. I like 12 Liberty. I think McNeese State has a shot.
I think they're just McNeese now. They dropped the state.
Yeah, McNeese, I'm sorry.
Yeah, get it right.
Utah State, 10 seed, I think they can be okay. We talked about number 12 Colorado State being favored and possibly number 10 Arkansas. So I actually like the 10, 11, and 12 seed line a lot more than I like the 13 and below. But I did tweet out the most likely upsets by seed, and at 13 you had Yale, 14 you had Troy, 15 Nebraska Omaha, and then 16 was Norfolk State.
Norfolk State. All right. Yo, if Norfolk State took down Florida, we're including Norfolk State in the B. Mitch and Finley DMV for the March Madness tournament. They count from we go from Norfolk to Emmitsburg, Maryland. Greenberg.
Oh, wow.
They'd have my full support. I think they're the Spartans, Norfolk State Spartans.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a historic upset, so I'm not saying that they're going to do it. I'm just saying most likely team at that seed for an upset would be Norfolk.
I want to make sure we get time for some hockey, but St. John's, man, I am fascinated by what that second-round matchup, assuming St. John's beats Omaha. They're playing, it's Pitino going against Bill Self, or even juicier, Pitino going against John Calipari. I find that fascinating. I know that the Johnnies play really tough, really good defense, but they can't really score. And I fear if St. John's gets a quick whistle against some really good athletes on Kansas or Arkansas, I feel like that could be – I'm guessing you're from Queens. Like, did you grow up loving St. John's?
All right, so St. John's was very close to where I lived. I almost went there. They've been my favorite collegiate basketball team for as long as I can remember. I'm so happy to see them doing so well. I am fading St. John's. I do not think they're going to make it out of the opening weekend. I have them losing to Kansas. Here's the thing about St. John's. They're having a great run, but I do think that a lot of it is hype. I am fading St. John's. Maybe I'm not allowed to go to the corner pizza place anymore with that. I am not a fan of St. John's in this tournament. I'm fading them to go home pretty early.
Dude, I kind of think I am too. I just think a lot of it will determine on the whistle. Because they play so physical, and I don't know that. I don't know. I'm fascinated to see how it goes.
And you know, if I'm saying that, like, that's something that I believe, and it pains me.
Can I ask a different question, Greenberg?
Sure.
I believe in our conversations. I think you're a proud member of the tribe. Correct? Is would go to St. John's not impact that?
If they gave me the right scholarship, I was going.
Hey, money talks, so talk mo bucks.
Plus, at the time, there's no on-campus housing, so they actually gave you money to live off campus, which was very appealing to someone that does not like any sort of parental supervision or supervision of any kind. And for me to be able to run amok even more so than I did as a kid in Queens was very appealing.
All right, quickly, let's talk a little hockey. The Caps are an absolute wagon. Last night's game was just dominant, frankly. And I think there's no reason not to see them rolling all the way into the playoffs. Dude, right now, the first round matchup would be the Rangers. And I get some are nervous about that because of the goalie and some of the talent on the Rangers. But, dude, the first matchup that really concerns me for the Caps is, like, the Eastern Conference Finals. They got to get the Panthers or something. Like, they're just so damn good. I'm curious where you land.
Yeah, I think that they you don't really have to worry about Washington matchup-wise because they really are good. They can beat you in a bunch of different ways. The hockey world at large is probably seething that Tom Wilson is now a 30-goal scorer in the NHL.
F the hockey world at large. They're also mad that Ovi's going to break Gretzky's record. Just a bunch of Canadian miserable dudes.
Tom Wilson is a guy that if you're outside of the Beltway, like, you really abhor him or feel like you have to. But he's also the guy that you would absolutely get a tattoo of his face if he was on your team. But, yeah, 30-goal scorer. Talk about a guy that really did reinvent his game and just completely, you know, reinvented himself as a hockey player. I think that that's amazing. But, yeah, I mean, this team is really good. They're deep. You know, Ovechkin, obviously, Wilson, Protas, Connor McMichael. I mean, they just have so much talent. And they're well coached. And that I think that's really the key to this whole thing for me is that I am confident that Carberry, maybe we should call him Starberry, is able to navigate any sort of playoff matchup. So I think that he is definitely the guy. I mean, I'm not breaking ground here, but I think that he would have them in a position to play competitively against any team in the NHL in any round at any time. Rangers, Hurricanes, whoever, doesn't matter. Just let's see how this whole thing pans out.
Yeah, I can't wait to see. The goaltending's been great, too. But the flip side of that is I had felt incredibly confident all along that Ovi was breaking this record this year. I weirdly, last night's 8-15 felt like no problem. Now 8-14 feels a little daunting. I think we got to see him put at least one, maybe a couple in against Philly just because they're so bad.
Yeah, I mean, one hat trick changes this whole thing, right? I mean, and that's certainly within the realm of possibilities for him. I think he's going to get there until I think he's not. And I know that that's maybe a cop-out, but like you never know when back-to-back hat tricks are going to happen. You never know when, you know, and this is obviously a long shot, but if he got an Ovech trick, I don't think anyone would be like, oh, yeah, that's weird. But I think a multi-goal game against Philadelphia, like you said, kind of changes the outlook quite a bit. He just needs a little bit of a run, and, you know, we'll wait and see. But if not, you know, I think next year, you know, the hype's obviously going to be even more real, and, you know, we just have to wait. But I still think there's a good chance he does it this year.
I still think so, too. Greenberg, I appreciate your time, bro. I really do. And go Terps.
Right, good luck in the pools. Be Mitch. I miss you. Talk to you guys soon.
See you, man. That's our buddy Neil Greenberg joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow him at N Greenberg on X. A lot of great content, and he'll be all over your good betting options during March Madness.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.